Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and it's the Thursday show, and it's my last show this week. So I'm doing it 4 days a week for a half hour a day, and I might expand it to back to 45 minutes. I don't know. Just depends on the callers, because the last 15 minutes or at least 10, 15 minutes of the show, I like to take callers. So but we're going to keep it at a half hour for this week. Maybe next week we'll expand it. Who knows, right? Depends on you guys. Depends on who wants to call in and talk to me about what's going on in your lives and what you want spirit, what questions you may have for spirit. That's what it comes down to, really. Yes, absolutely. So today's show, this week has really been on, well, back up a little bit. Let's go backwards a little bit. Let's go back to the concept of what I've been talking about lately is inspiring you. And inspiring you to reach your goals, inspiring you to connect with source, connect you with, you know, just about every, you know, just whatever you want in life, just connecting, right? Just connecting. So that's what I'm inspiring you to do, to raise your vibration. So this week's been about different ways of raising your vibration. Let me focus. Some of my Facebook friends have been chatting with me a little bit, so let me get back to you guys. And we've been talking about vibration. We've been talking always ways of raising your vibration. And the more you raise your vibration, the closer you get to be what I call being that magnetic field of source energy, divine energy, source energy, God energy, the more you can manifest in your life. And the key ingredient in all that, it makes life easier. Isn't that what we really want? Life just to be a little easier, to enjoy life more, to have more fun, to feel better about life. So the more you can raise your vibration and the more you can release any negativity in your life or any negative things that are going on in your life, the more you can do that, the more you can get into a higher vibrational place, boom, done. Life becomes easier. Things happen to you right away. It's like, boom, you know, like things happen. You start manifesting, you start creating, you start just things open up in front of you. But that's all about just finding ways to raise your vibration. So today's theme, I know it's a little bit different, but it's still basically what we've been talking about. But raise your vibration through healthy living. So I have some points on that, some articles that I want to talk about. And I'm going to, as I go through the articles, now I'm making big changes in my own life. Well, I wouldn't call them big. Let's just say modifications in my life, health-wise, diet-wise. And I'll share some of that. And, you know, but I believe you have to do what's right for you. You have to decide, this works for me, it doesn't work for me. You know, that's a bunch of hooey. I never want to do that. But I've been studying for a long time health, and I was kind of a kicking around health food stores since in my 20s, doing various things, studying various things, reading various things, getting confused by various things and all that. But I think I've hit on something I think is really valuable, and I'll share a little bit about it. I don't want to get preachy about it. I want to take your calls if you want to talk to an ancestor. Or if you would like spirit to share with you something that's going on in your life. We talk about relationships all the time, because as I've talked about earlier in the week, good relationships will keep your vibration up. Poor relationships will drag your vibration down. And that's what I believe. So we need to focus on that. We need to focus on raising your vibration as much as possible. So, what am I going to say? What am I doing? Okay, what am I doing? Okay, so we're going to do that. So, first of all, I want my spirit guides to talk to you about this whole theme, and then I'll get into some articles. And if you have a call, if you have questions for spirit, we'll take that. you know, I channel a group called Sarah. Sarah is a group of spiritual teachers that came in and out of the group based on the topic and the conversation. And I've been trance channeling. I don't do full trance. Full trance would be you completely go away. You don't hear anything. My teacher, my mentor, was a full trance. She'd go away. She'd come back in 20 minutes, and she had no idea what she talked about. Now, Esther Hicks of the Abraham, you know, secret, Abraham Hicks, you know, think all of that. She's kind of like me in the sense that she can hear what's going on. She consciously or at a conscious level gets blocks of information. Now, I'm a little different in the sense that they actually take over my vocal cords. Spirit will talk through me. And I've been testing this for years to verify that that's really what's going on. And since I've been doing this since about 1992, which is almost 26 years, my goodness, it's a long time to test it, to validate it, to know it's not really me. And I always say, you can believe that it's me or not me, or you can believe it's spirit guides or not spirit guides. Just listen to the messages. And if they resonate with love, they resonate with helpful information for you, accept it. If not, if you think it's a bunch of hooey, then you know, that's so be it, right? That's your choice. And, of course, you'll not listen to me again, but that's all right. But I believe it's something outside of myself. You know, I always was a doubter. I was questioning. I came from a very analytical family. And so questioning things is natural for me. So when I went into this, there was a certain amount of, really, seriously, am I doing this? I don't know, because first time it ever happened to me that I was consciously aware of it, that I was in my late teens, early 20s, I don't know what it was, and I was in a ministerial program and I was coaching, pastoral counseling, something, a couple. And I guess it was my early 20s. I don't think in my teens I was doing this. I said some things to people. They were into drugs, and I said something to them. And then afterwards I go, well, that wasn't me. Where did that come from? Those are not my words. So that was my first conscious recognizing that actually I was getting information outside of myself. So after studying channeling and being in a channeling group for a long time, I have become more aware of the connection. So I'm going to go away, let my spirit guides talk to you. Now, anybody can channel, but you channel in different ways. I know I was going to go away, but I just want to mention this. Anybody can channel. You channel in different ways. Writers channel. They kind of let the characters talk to them as they're writing. Artists channel because it seems to flow through them. You know, artists will say that I just kind of went into this trance state and, wow, look at this painting I came up with. Musicians do the same thing. You know, they go into this very creative, almost trance-like state, and music comes through them. So that's how it works. So anybody can do it, whatever profession you're in. If you want to do it, if you want to learn how to do it, if you want to kind of connect to that energy, because it's about a vibrational connection to spirit. You have to raise your vibration. And I believe that what you have to do, and I've worked with people on this, and in my own case, I know that you do that. You have to put yourself in a vibrational match, what I call that magnetic field with source. And it's a little different than manifesting field. It's a field of actually opening up to what spirit wants to say through you or present through you in some way or another. Now, some do it through dreams. You get messages, you'll get information through dreams. And then some people will do it differently. So it's up to the individual what you want to accomplish in life. But you can all do it. You can all channel. So if you're interested in learning more about channeling and your way of channeling, because everybody's a little different, okay? Absolutely. Everybody's a little different in how they do it. So I'm going to go away for a moment, and I'm going to let them talk to you about healthy living, and then we'll come back. Okay, so I'm going to go under. I think that's what they want to talk about is healthy living, too. From a spiritual perspective, not from necessarily a physical perspective, but a spiritual perspective. I can use the word properly. Well, let's define, this is Sarah, the group, let's define what from our perspective, from a non-physical perspective, what we would say is healthy living. Healthy living is living at full potential of who you are. Living where you're disease-free, or for the most part disease-free. I mean, people have chronic conditions, but even though chronic conditions can be corrected. So let's say that healthy living is basically healthy, basically disease-free. You're living it. Also, it's living full potential and being able to use your energy in a full potential of your energy. It's also, we kind of look at this as healthy living is being able to extend yourself and put yourself out there for others. Healthy living is creating a healthy environment for yourself and for those around you. Healthy, you know, that's an interesting word. It's the physical health, it's the emotional health, which is really, really important. Healthy living would be a balanced emotional state where you don't get too high or you don't get too low. You have full mental capacities in your life. You're not suffering from overly suffering. We realize you have behavioral issues, and that's human to have behavioral issues. You inherit those early from early childhood, and you develop. But healthy living would be pretty much free of a lot of adverse emotional issues and behavioral issues. So that's healthy living. Healthy living is having a deep spiritual connection with source energy, where you have this flow of life force flowing through you from source. You call it God. We call it source. This energy is flowing through you and helping you in your life. Healthy living is being connected to that source of energy, to that positive energy, and being able to use it in a day-to-day capacity in your life. But let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about this mental state, this emotional state, because your emotions are affected by a lot of things. Your emotions are affected by your physicality. Your emotions are affected by those around you. So living in a healthy state would be also living in a very positive state, a positive state, a state of pushing away any negative influences in your life, only seeking out positive, uplifting, inspirational. Now, that's a good word here, inspirational. Healthy living is being inspired to achieve whatever you want in life. So it's a combination of factors, which is healthy living. It's the physical, being disease-free as much as possible. It's also that state of emotional balance where your behavioral issues are not affecting you adversely in your lifestyle. You're able to function, you're able to achieve, you're able to reach your goals, you're able to prosper however you value prosperity. It could be love, it could be financial prosperity. So it's a balance. And then there's that spiritual aspect of it we talk about. Living a healthy lifestyle is really totally connecting to powers outside of yourself, energies outside of yourself, that life force, that life energy, which gives you that connection to source energy, but also fuels you. We like the word fuels you to be able to live healthy and both your physicality and your emotional and your behavioral issues. So that's, from our perspective, that's what a healthy living is like. And you all can attain it. Every one of you can have that. Every one of you can be disease-free. You may age, and you can age slowly, but you can be disease-free. The body will slowly, slowly wear down because it's meant to. You're meant to leave the physical into the non-physical at some point. But you can delay it. You can be disease-free to finally your body says or your soul says it's enough. So you can do that. Every one of you can do that. And you can live with very little behavioral issues that deter you from achieving your goals, that limit you, that keep you, holding you back from what you want to achieve in life. You can achieve that. And you can achieve, obviously, from our perspective, you can achieve that connection with source energy. So this life flow of energy is flowing through you and giving you healing from both the physical and the emotional and the behavioral, which emotional and behavior are pretty close, but there are slight differences in that. So achieve it. Go for it. So I know George wants to talk a little bit about healthy living from the perspective of what you're putting into your body. Putting into your body, not only from nourishment, the food that you eat that will be optimize your abilities to function on a day-to-day lifestyle, but also what you're taking in information and knowledge and energy from those around you, avoiding the negativity. So we'll talk a little bit more about that because that's really important. It's what you take in information-wise, the environment that you're in, will affect you either adversely or in a very positive way. And that's how you can also attain a level of high vibrational healthy living by what you're listening to, what you're reading, what you're watching. So we'll leave you with that because I know George has an articles on this particular topic. And well, that's our message. So it's a balance. It really is a balance between the physicality, the emotional, the spiritual, and to some degree, well, the behavioral plays in with the emotional because the behavior affects your emotions and emotions affect your behavior. It's a cycle back and forth. So we'll talk to you another time. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Spirit was kind of interesting, how they talk about behavior. What much time do I have left? 13 minutes. So we'll get into an article on this whole topic. And we'll look at a couple different things about so we'll get into a couple different articles on the topic and then we'll go from there and see what's going on. Okay, one of the articles I have was Raise Your Vibration. What's the article? It's from Wholesome Living. Can't talk now. I actually am waiting for calls because I really want to talk to you folks. I really want to share what Spirit has to say to you about these particular topics. So I would encourage you to call in and let my spirit guides. And I'd love to channel for you, okay? I would love to channel for you instead of, you know, like psychic readings where I just kind of hear what's going on and try to pass on the information to you. But sometimes that gets filtered a little bit and my own emotions get in the way. I'd rather just go away and channel for you and see. And you're really talking to my spirit guides instead of talking to George, to my spirit, without me being the intermediary between my spirit guides and you. So that's what I prefer to do. So if you're interested in that, call in. Let's do that. And or if you want a private session, my information is there so you can reach me. Best way is probably emailing me or you could phone call me. You can use my website, but that website's generally going to refer you to either the phone call, the phone, or my email address to reach me. So love to do that. Love to channel for you. That would be like my cool thing to do for you. So if you're interested in that, I'd love to do that. I feel it's a better way of reaching out to you, better way of giving you information than the typical way where I'm not in trance. Okay. I'm in light trance always. No, when I'm reading, but I really do go away and it seems to be a much better way of doing it. So raise your vibration for healthy living. 8 ways to raise your vibration, your positive energy. And we won't get into the whole discussion about vibration. And number one, now these are all, because as Spirit said, it's a behavioral, it's a health issue, and it's a spiritual issue of living healthy. So first of all, be conscious of your thoughts. Now, that, I think they mentioned that Spirit mentioned at the end about your thoughts and the information you're taking in and how that affects your behavior and your emotional state. And healthy living would be everything you think, feel, say, or feel becomes your reality. Every single thought that comes into your head has an impact on you. What do you think? Do you agree with that? I'm going through the article, and you can disagree or agree, and I can say, well, I don't necessarily agree with all this, but I do agree that our thoughts impact us. Now, if they're negative or positive, they impact us. So think about that. Think about the thoughts that you're taking in. How do they influence you? Are they positive? Are they negative? How do they affect your emotional base? When you're taking in thoughts and reading or watching something or observing something, how do your thoughts, the information you're taking in, how does it affect your behavior and your emotions? Does it lift your emotions up? Do you feel inspired? Do you feel like, oh, I can do anything in my life? Or does it drag you down a little bit? So be careful of that. Find something beautiful and appreciate it. I like this one a lot. One way to raise your vibration. Find something beautiful and appreciate it. Because we're talking about the emotional aspects of healthy living. Okay? Beauty is all around us, yet we often walk through with our blinders on. Stop rushing for a moment and take time to stand in the sun and appreciate your surroundings. That's like stop and smell the roses. But you don't have to be in nature to do that. You can notice beauty anywhere. You can notice beauty in architecture. You can notice beauty in paintings and design and the smile on somebody's face, right? When's the last time you complimented somebody for a smile on their face? You know, like, wow, it looks like you're having a really great day. Really, thank you for being smiling, okay? So let's move on. Okay, well, that's the next one. Okay, this is the area that I wanted to talk about, and this is where I've been focusing on in my recent past, and currently I'm focusing a lot on this, and it's about be conscious of the food you eat. Now, I may disagree with this a little bit, but I'm going to give you my take because I'm working on it. I've been reading a lot about a certain eating pattern. I don't call it a diet because diet indicates that you want to lose weight. I don't necessarily want to lose weight, but I want to eat healthy. And that's what I've been focusing on is eating to feel healthy, eating to gain more energy, eating to feel more positive about life. Okay? So that's what I like to focus on. And so let's get into a little bit of the article, and then I'll kind of go through what I believe I've been focusing on recently, which is a little different. Some foods vibrate at high frequencies, and some lower. Broccoli has a high vibration, and so do blueberries. Big Macs don't vibrate at all. Okay, I don't know if you agree with that, but I would say that, yeah, that's that. And from my perspective, let me finish the article, and I'll kind of go back into what I feel about this. If you are consuming foods coming in chemicals and pesticides or food found in with plastic packaging, it will leave you vibration lower. Conversely, consume good quality organic produce, food as natural as it tended to be, and feel the high vibrations disseminate through your body. More importantly, pay attention to how eating certain foods make your body feel. Now, I agree with a lot of that. The plastic, I'm not necessarily going to get all upset that you eat something that's wrapped in plastic, if that's necessarily going to lower your vibration significantly. But from my perspective and what Spirit says to me about it, eating animal products, products from animals, whether it be meat, cheeses, or any animal product, is going to lower your vibration. Now, that's a pretty strong statement, and you can accept that or not. But I'm basically vegan or plant-based diet, but I really like to focus the energy on starch diet. And we won't talk too much about that. If you're interested, I'll tell you more about it. But it's eating healthy foods, eating foods that our ancestors ate, and people that live in certain areas of the world who live a long lifestyle eat. A lot of these people who they call the blue zones that live over 100 avoid a lot of certain kinds of processed food. Now, processed food is going to be very negative because it does have a lot of chemicals in it, a lot of additives. And you want to go back to the basic foods that people ate hundreds of years ago. Okay? That's my take on that. So I'm going to be, you know, focusing on that. So natural foods that come out of the earth that are healthy. And it's a balance of foods. There's some fruits and some vegetables, but I'm focusing more on the starch-based diet, which is corn, potatoes, sweet potatoes, rice, yams, and some there are other various starchy foods, which people have been eating for thousands of years and have maintained their health. And that's what our bodies were built on. Our genetic makeup was built on these foods. Okay, so that's the thing about food. So that's my little take on food. Drink water. Now, some people will say don't drink caffeine. But water, maintaining a balance of water in your life is really, really important. Next point is more on a spiritual base, of raising your vibration through meditation. Now, it can be a walking meditation, and it doesn't have to be a long meditation. It can be 10 minutes a day or break it up during the day. So different times of meditation. Meditation gives your psyche the opportunity to take a break from the world around you. And part of my meditation program is about turning everything over, turning problems, anxieties, fears over to source energy. So I use a mantra. I am living in solution mode. I am trusting that source energy will bring me solutions to problems, wants, and needs. And let spirit have it. Let source have it. Let God have it. You know, the more you dwell on problems, the more you have create anxiety from your problems, the more you focus on your problems, the lower your vibration gets. So from my perspective and from what I believe and what I believe works is turn it over. Let it go. I am living in solution mode. I am trusting that source will bring me solutions to my problems, wants, and needs. And then you go about and enjoy life. Next point is be grateful. Making a gratitude list, and I call it appreciation. Gratitude are very close words, but we won't get into the semantics of both words. Making a gratitude list shifts your vibrations from focusing on what you don't have to what is already abundant in your life. But you can also appreciate what you don't have yet. You can also appreciate those things and visualize those things that you do want. That's putting the image out to the universe. And you can be appreciating more money, a new love, something that feels good in the future that you really want to bring into your life. And gratitude is, oh, yeah, I have a beautiful place to live. It's comfortable. I'm healthy. Just showing gratitude for the little things that have happened in your life that just keep you sustained and going. And appreciating also all those beautiful things that you want to bring into your life. Now, you can go out and appreciate the food that you eat, the garden that you have, your pets. Okay, so we're running out of time. I'm getting a little notice. I have about a minute and a half. And then what are the next one I think is really important? Well, there's two. Exercise. We'll leave exercise out of this because that's pretty obvious thing to be doing, right? Exercising. Practice acts of kindness or loving kindness, extending yourself out to other people, putting other people into your scope of, oh, yeah, I can do these things. I need to do some things for other people. I need to share with other people. I need to do things for other people. Just little acts of kindness towards others will help raise your vibration and get you into a higher vibrational place. So healthy living from the physicality, from the spiritual, from the emotional, and from the behavioral aspects of your life can raise your vibration and connect you and get you connected to that magnetic source field with source energy so that you're creating the life that's full of joy, life that's full of love, the life that's full of prosperity. That's what I talk about. That's what I want you to be inspired to do in your life, is to live that life. So I will be back on Monday. Have a beautiful weekend. Tomorrow's Friday. Hopefully you have something fun planned for the weekend. And just remember, look, remember about raising your vibration, doing things that are vibrational, vibrational strong instead of vibrationally weak. So thank you for listening.